Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tangina Wiener
time.
Love it.
Let's do a Tangina Wiener time thing.
Let's do it.
Hit it, Rufio.
It's the Tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
Okay. Someone that was like kind of new to the show that I met, I guess, was listening to this, thinking this was the show, and was really confused about the profanity and a lot of other things too. And I'm like, no, that's the podcast. There's a podcast for the show, but there are things that we can't say on the air, like fuck, that we can say here.
And tits.
And titties.
Oh, what did you say the other day? Oh, you just said pussy, like it was nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think I can call someone a pussy. I just can't refer to a pussy.
Yeah.
As a pussy.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I can't talk about your pussy.
Right.
On the radio, you could say pussy?
Yeah, you can call someone a pussy. You can say that they're a pussy. Like, because...
I'm going to do that all the time. No.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure. But what I can't refer to is your pussy.
Oh, my pussy?
Yeah.
Can't wait for it. Definitely going to be Jason Brown.
Yeah.
Right. A four?
Whose pussy is
pussy?
It?
Right. Your pussy.
Whose pussy is this?
Whose pussy is that? Oh, my God.
I mean, yours? Mine? Is it mine?
It's everyone's
I mean, it's
pussy.
Yours, but like right now I'm in it, so is it mine? I don't
do
know
you say that?
Question. Not very many people ask me whose pussy this is, so fortunately, no, I don't say that.
Okay. I don't get all literal. Just answer
sometimes,
the question.
Sometimes, like, certain dirty talk makes me laugh, though. I like dirty talk, but sometimes it makes me laugh. Like, I don't like the whole ownership thing. Like, I don't own you. I mean, right now, maybe I do, but I don't know.
You can share it, be like, it's ours.
No.
This is our pussy.
No.
It's our pussy.
Just say mine and just move on.
No, what does this say? Good morning, programming team. I just got an email. I hope everyone had a great weekend. What? Last week, I sent out an optional invite to the biweekly Chicago sales meeting. Oh, I don't have to go. Oh, good. That's more stuff I don't have to go to.
It's optional. I already asked him because we have a meeting anyways.
I'm busy. I'm not going to another stupid meeting.
That's your employee of the quarter? Come on now.
Okay.
I know that you're upset, Rufio, but I do think it's funny that the boss's assistant won employee of the quarter. But okay.
To be fair, he does. I voted for him. Him and Jason Brown.
Okay. Oh, but does anything make sense around here? No. I mean, there's shenanigans all around.
Like how he won a trivia contest too. I'm like,
well, that,
bro,
he probably wrote the
question to the guy.
Do you care though? Who's playing the trivia?
No,
as long as I don't get called on, I'm done.
Jason knew the rock answer, but wouldn't let me say.
I knew the Journey song.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I call shenanigans though. I want one of you guys. I want one of you to vote for me for employee of the quarter one time, just to see if I even show up on the list. Because I think they would keep me off the list. I really do.
Okay.
I think so too.
I think they would intentionally leave me off.
What?
Because this management here doesn't want anything good to happen to me. Nothing. They really don't. Like, I honestly think that they'd be okay if I got hit by a truck. Honestly. And then they could just save money and call it the Fred Show still and not have to pay me. I'm serious. That's what I think would happen around here.
I'll do it next time. We'll see.
Hit me by a truck? Hit me with a truck?
Yeah.
You better call Amy.
Right. Yeah.
I know just who to call.
Yeah. No, I'll put you down for employee of the quarter.
God.
Fred owns iHeart now.
I was going to say, exactly. Amy Witherite and I own iHeart. Actually, hit me with an iHeart truck, would you?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Most days I've given up anyway. It doesn't matter. You guys, on the list of stuff for the tangent we were talking about, or we were going to talk about, how to deal with pets watching you fuck.
Oh, my God.
And
is this?
I mean... More than once, I've had this issue. I dated a girl one time, a long time ago, that had a very large dog, a very, very big dog, like maybe 100-plus-pound dog, and it had eyes the size of a human. Oh. No, but it like had human-sized eyes. I mean, it was like a German Shepherd mix kind of dog. Hank, I believe. Was Hank the dog? No, it was Hank's the new dog's name. I can't remember. What's the old dog's name?
Oh, you keep up with the dog still?
Well, the dog's dead now, but I can't remember at the time. What was that dog's name? Yeah. It doesn't matter. But... it was weird because, like, we'd be banging, and I would look over, and, like, there was dog chilling in his bed with his big old eyes looking at me like you're fucking my mom right now. Like, but just looking. And it's just, it was kind of weird because it's like, that's your son.
Yep.
And I'm banging you and your mom in front of you. And I kind of wonder, like, are you judging me? What are you thinking?
Right.
You know? And it's a little weird. And then I had another girl that I dated whose dog used to like to lick my toes. While I was, whatever was happening. If my toes were anywhere near the edge of the bed. Like one time I was doing some things.
I could imagine why.
I got it.
I was doing some things. And then the dog was doing some things to me. So I was basically getting Eiffel Towered by the dog and the girl.
Yeah.
So yeah. Then that was kind of weird.
It's wrong. It feels really, really wrong to have them in the room. But sometimes to not have them in the room is like more of a disturbance because they're like trying to get in.
Right. And they get upset. It's distracting.
Yeah, they're whining.
So,
right. Like, yeah. How are you going to bust a nut? Well, a whining dog is outside.
I don't know.
I mean, that's never really stopped me, but
there was a something about Mary situation to me recently where things were done, they were over.
Oh no!
The
dog
was tried to lick.
There was a toaster strudel involved.
That happen when things are over.
Yo.
And I...
He just like, I don't need a towel. Hey, Fido, come here.
And I didn't know if I was ready to talk about it with you guys yet, because honestly, like, I need therapy.
Oh, my God.
What was it on your...
back.
Oh, no.
And the puppy interested in what was going while I was trying to wait to be cleaned up.
Waiting for the towel.
Oh, yeah. How vulnerable. I mean, they shouldn't have been confused. We were doing it the same way they do.
Right.
I need a support group. I'm not okay. I will not be doing that ever again. Because I already was uncomfortable.
At least it wasn't on your face, you know?
Oh, my God.
Why is that at least?
Right. Like, then how is that better?
Then the dog's going to be licking your face. At least the dog's licking your back.
I don't mind a dog licking my face. It's the other stuff that they're licking that's my problem. Like,
oh, my God.
I know. I've never actually seen your face.
It's just because I think I know all involved. And it's just it's a visual I didn't need. But anyway, wow. Okay. Kiki, you got Lux. Does Lux get involved in the...
You know?
Does he keep himself out of your business?
He does now. At first, he didn't. Big Tim and Lux had an episode where he licked his leg, and Big Tim was like, absolutely not. So he put the dog out, and then when he would put the dog out, he would scratch at the door. So now Lux is trained to the point where I think he even just senses like when we're in the mood, and he will go under the bed. And he just hangs out under the bed, and then when, like an hour after, he'll just pop back up like, you little
slut. How could you say those things?
I can't look at him in the eyes for like the rest of the night, but yeah.
Whose pussy was that?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's wrong to do do in front of them.
He is.
And then, like, his other dog is just a fucking creep. When she hears me start to moan, she comes and gets, like, right up to see what's going on. I'm like, you guys are fucking freaks. Wow. Kicked your dog, Jason.
Yeah, I had to kick because I'm good with them being in the room. It's just I draw the line when they get on the bed because then I feel like you're too involved. Yes. You're, like, too close to, like, what's going on. Like, you have too much access, you know. So, like, I usually I have to do, like, a little bit like a like karate kick, like backwards sort of thing. And then she jumps up.
How does it go again?
Like a
Oh my God, your little dog goes flying.
I know. Wow. She got to learn.
Yes.
Right. Daddies need a little alone time.
Oh my God. The daddies and the daughters.
Right. Yeah, it's just all weird.
Whoa. You had a kid. What do you do? Like, what do you do with the kid when you want to get it on?
The kid's sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Under the bed.
Yeah. But that's our fear because Ashton will wake up in the middle of the night and, you know, come into our room. So,
Oh my God.
Have you ever been busted?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, yeah. So. I remember one time I needed my dad and the door was locked.
No.
I was like, damn it.
I can't.
My God.
I'm scared, Dad. Stop hurting your girlfriend in there.
I don't know.
It's not right. I don't like it.
Yeah, no.
It feels wrong. There's humans inside of some dogs. Like, I feel like they're really, like, their souls are too, I don't know. Ugh.
No, I mean, that's how I felt about this. King was the dog's name. King. Mm. Hank is the new one. But, yeah, and he would just, like, lay there in his bed, and the bed was about, and he was big enough that his head was basically just even with me laying down. And so I'd be going to town on his mom, and he'd just look at me.
Oh, my God.
And he just got these big, like, human-like eyes, and it would be dark, but they're big enough that you could, like, see him, and he'd just be, like, watching. I'm like, you cuck.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
This is your mom.
They are cuck. Right.
She came out of you, okay?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Or... you came out of her.
Right. Yeah. Nobody come anywhere.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, we know what happens
no.
when. Yeah. Wow. Oh. Get the cleanup crew. Yeah.
No.
Right.
I was able to maneuver so that it didn't really happen, but.
Yo, what'd that tongue do?
Oh. Oh, no.
I can't believe I told you guys.
Are you cleaning that up with your tongue? Oh, no, the dog.
Oh, my God.
Changed forever.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, so that'll be the last time.
All right, anyway. I don't even know how to transition. I don't think there is one. I think that's the tangent right there. Brought to you by veterinary health.
Right.
I'm not
sure. And toaster strudels. Yeah.
Toaster strudels.
Oh boy. All right. I just honestly, like, I need a minute to myself. I need to be alone. That's the tangent. Have a nice day, everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.